Joe, welcome to Presidio Bitcoin.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, I'm so excited to have you here. Joe Carlo is the co-owner of Pink Owl Coffee, a cafe that started in San Rafael, California, and now has three different locations. Yep. Joe and his partner, Sandra, founded Pink Owl with a mission that runs deeper than great coffee. They also donate a portion of their revenue to breast cancer research. Mm-hmm. Pink Owl Coffee is also one of the first businesses to adopt Bitcoin payments via Square as part of their strategy to hedge inflation and build value. So, this is very exciting that you're here. And Joe is also here tonight to attend our builder meetup, which we're about to go to after this.
Right after this.
Yes, it'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. All right. Excited.
Yes, me too. So my first question for you is, Joe, can you just tell us a little bit about your story and how you and Sandra decided to start Pink Owl Coffee?
Yeah, so Sandra was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2018. And I was in the finance corporate world, and she was in the holistic medicine world. And it was kind of hard for her to continue to do her field. So we said it would be really cool to come up with like this community coffee shop, just a one little like stand or location, and we can both work at it together. And, you know, that's how kind of Pink Owl was started. We wanted a name that no one had. So if you went to New York, you went to London, you went to Paris, or anywhere, there's not another Pink Owl Coffee in the world. So we you know, a couple of bottles of wine, we came up with the name Pink Owl, and we January 2020 we opened up our first location.
Yes, and your first location is in San Rafael, which is actually where I'm from, and I have been to the Pink Owl many times. So yes. I was very excited to see that you guys were a very early adopter of Bitcoin.
Yes.
So how did you actually get interested in Bitcoin?
Yeah, so I think back in 2014 is when I first got involved in Bitcoin. Just for my own personal, it was like it was another tool to, I owned some stock, some gold, some mutual funds, and it was just another thing I can, you know, kind of invest in. There was a lot of buzz, you know, about it. It was a little difficult to buy back then, but definitely when the bigger companies like Coinbase, Gemini, you know, came about, it was easier. They kind of made it easy to you know, acquire and purchase, and you know, so that was. I think that really is what got a lot of people involved in it, because it was so easy to transact at that time, you know, if you weren't super techy.
Totally. And then kind of at what point did Bitcoin turn into something that you used as, you know, a personal investment to now being part of your business and wanting to be part of it, of your business?
Yeah. So personally, I just always bought and stored and held Bitcoin for my own personal retirement. But I think the question you're asking is, in 2023, Square allowed businesses to allocate a percentage of their sales towards Bitcoin. And we jumped the bandwagon and we went all in and said, you know, this is a really good, this is like way before like treasury companies or anything. We're like, you know, we don't know what we're going to do with all this Bitcoin, but we're going to, they take a percentage and, you know, DCA every day. It just automatically, it's set it and forget it, you know? And that's what we did.
Did you have any hesitation from kind of turning Bitcoin from a personal side to actually being part of your business? Or did it feel kind of natural from the positive experience you had had in the past?
It felt natural. I mean, when I got involved in Bitcoin, it was, I mean, I think on the low, it was like at $300. But I think really like when I got involved, it was like $4,000 or something like that dollars. And you see that hedge against inflation, just, you know, you see Bitcoin just rising, and it's just such a great store of value that I knew it would be really good for the business. I didn't know at that point what we could do with it. And I think that's what a lot of people are still figuring it out. But I know that it's helped us out tremendously. And, you know, there's times that we've had to, you know, to get rid of a little bit of it, to upgrade or to transact in different ways. But, you know, it's been a safe haven for us.
That's amazing to hear. And yeah, I think that that can be hard for, you know, Bitcoin has already kind of defined this value proposition of being a great store of value. But in terms of, you know, being money, being a means of exchange, it's still kind of, it's getting there, right?
Yeah.
So how long have you guys been accepting Bitcoin as payment?
Yeah, so we have been accepting Bitcoin as payment for probably like around like, I don't know, like 4 to 6 months. With Cash App, you could, you know, accept Bitcoin as payment. So when Square did that integration, I maybe it was a beta for them, but it wasn't on their interface. Everything went over to Cash App. So your daily allocation, whatever percentage, 5%, 10%, went over to Cash App. Now everything's on their interface. So we were able to accept, because it's a wallet, so we could accept Bitcoin as payment back then. But since Square is releasing this new product, we'll be pushing and accepting Bitcoin as payment a lot.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And do you have many customers coming in like wanting to pay in Bitcoin?
Yeah, definitely. Not only the customers that that we've talked about, they see me wearing my shirt. We posted already some social media, our social media team, we have a couple, two or three people that run our social media team, have already created months ago, content for that we'll be accepting Bitcoin as payments and, come on in and support us. And then other things like our meetup groups and, you know, friends and whatnot. So we've gotten pretty good, you know, support with people coming in paying with Bitcoin, which I was shocked because I'm like, people don't want to sell it. They don't want to get rid of it. But true Bitcoiners, they do. They want to transact with it because they know like $4 is going to do nothing, $10 is going to do nothing. And they know to transact, it's going to get more people involved, get more people excited, get more people comfortable.
Have you seen that getting maybe some of your staff interested in Bitcoin or customers interested in Bitcoin?
Definitely. I've definitely told a bunch of our staff members, and we're about to have like a holiday meeting, you know, or party. I have told a couple of our staffers that, I mean, our employees that I want anyone that wants to come to us to learn about what we know about Bitcoin, whether you know, because you can get direct deposit, you know, you can transact. As a matter of fact, my social media person, Sage, which is really good. She's in school in Washington. I actually offered to pay her in Bitcoin. And she said, no, I'll take dollars. And I said, well, why? She just doesn't know about it. So I said, why don't I just give you like a little bit of Bitcoin? You know, let's get you, like, you know, get your feet wet, get you started.
I think a little bit helps. I mean, I get paid in Bitcoin, and that was definitely a real shock when that first happened. I mean, it's amazing, but also it is very, it's a very different experience than getting paid in dollars. There is volatility that you have to consider. I mean, you can get paid and then the price can go up and down when you're like asleep. So I guess I'm curious too, like has volatility like affected your business?
No, I don't even look at it. I zoom out. I mean, if you zoom out, even like people right now, you know, oh, you know, these peaceful people are getting liquidated and they're short in Bitcoin and they're long in Bitcoin and they're, I'm not a day trader. I don't want to be a day trader. I just want to set it and forget it type of thing, you know? I love watching many different podcasts, many different, I learn something new every day, but I'll never truly like be a day trader or any of that. So for me, to set it and forget it and just DCAing has been a game changer for me. And I mean, yes, right now it looks like it's, you know, going to go down. Are we in a bear market? Are we in a bull market? It doesn't matter. I don't care if it goes down to 25. I'm going to continue to do what we're doing. And this is going to go up to 200. And this is going to go down to 70. And this is going to go up to a million. This is going to go down to 200 grand. And this is going to go up to 5 million. It doesn't matter to me. Like, I don't think about that.
Yeah. That's great that you don't think about it. So something that we're thinking about on the Spiral side is better promoting Bitcoin to merchants and specifically communicating the merchant benefits. And one of the main ones is credit card fees.
Yes.
Like accepting Bitcoin, that's just much better for you as a business owner, right?
Yeah, you don't have to worry about chargebacks, transact fast. There's no fees as of right now, at least. I think for the first year, they're not doing any fees. And the fees can become really high when it comes to, you know, all of the products and everything. So anywhere where we can save, and trust me, I reach out to our rep once a year and say, is there anywhere we can cut back, and you cut back here or there or whatever? Because every dollar, you know, adds up when it comes to those fees. So I think Bitcoin is going to be a huge way to transact. And you'll be able to do everything with it. We'll be able to pay invoices with it. Or we'll be able to collect invoices with it. We'll be able to have our coffee club with it. We'll be able to wholesale with it. So we'll be able to get paid in it. You know, it's going to be great.
Yeah, saving fees is huge. And I feel like this is like such an easy win, especially for Square merchants, because Bitcoin is, this feature is going to be, you know, GA very soon. It's such a simple way for them to save fees. And yeah, I mean, fees up to like, you know, whatever, 3%, that can really add up.
Huge. Thousands, tens of thousands, depending on your business.
Amazing. Another question, something that we're also thinking about on the Spiral team, is how to make it known that you accept Bitcoin as a payment. What do you do right now to make it known that Bitcoin is a payment option for your customers?
We ordered some stickers that we're going to put out by the register. Square hasn't like supplied those yet. They do have like cute little stickers with their release or whatever, but so we will put those out, which we couldn't before. Social media, that's another way that we'll put the word out there. I'm hoping that like we'll probably do like a text campaign and an email campaign or something like that. But I'm hoping that like Square with their database sends like a blast, you know, something like maybe here's $5 free in Bitcoin. Use it at these merchants or whatever. Anyone that, you know, accepts Square, you can use this $5 or allow dollars to automatically be converted into Bitcoin, something like that.
Yeah, to make it more obvious.
Yeah, to make it more obvious.
If there was something that you could put by the register, say maybe a plushie or something smaller, would that be fun?
Yes, definitely.
What would be the plushie is kind of large, right? That takes up a lot of counter space.
I mean, yes and no, you know. I think it'd be cool if they had like a latte orange. Ooh. Or something, or maybe like a pumpkin spice or something with like a bee and, you know, and I think that'd be, because we're a cafe.
Yeah. Like something that's like customized for each type of business. Yeah. Like, you know, if it's like a pizza, maybe like a pizza.
If it's a burger place, like some fries or something. If it's like an ice cream place, like a little cone, like
something, you know, that fits with your business to want to put it by the register.
Yes. So someone's going to think about this and become like a V Friends. They're going to create some type of a Bitcoin plush series for restaurants.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Good idea. Something that we will take into consideration.
Yes.
What kind of questions and feedback have you gotten from other merchants in Marin about accepting Bitcoin? Have they been positive, negative?
You know Marin.
I do know Marin.
it's, you know, there's a lot of old money there. We're slowly transitioning into this new era of digital capital and digital money. And I think it's going to take a while. I think like we have BlackRock and, you know, Fidelity, like all these big institutions buying Bitcoin and ETFs and the words getting out there. I think that we need that to happen first before a lot of these merchants, because they're so used to doing what they do. Now, I think that some of them that use Square are automatically going to transition, because they'll see videos and they'll see releases and they'll see all these things that they're doing and they don't want to be left behind. I know that like with Square, like almost every single product that they release, I mean, some of them are a flop, but like 90% of them are like really good. And they actually help our business, and time is money. It's a great thing. So I think that a lot of businesses will adapt to it. we got to like kind of get this ball rolling and like really be the front runners of the industry and let other businesses know that this is a cool thing.
It is a cool thing. And yeah. I mean, yeah, going on podcasts is great. Yeah. I'm curious to see how many businesses, like, as you'll have to turn on the feature to accept Bitcoin payments or to do Bitcoin conversions. So I'm curious to see how many merchants do it.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of businesses will do it once there's more Bitcoin being accepted as a payment. Because then they'll see, like, you know what, hey, I made like $13 last month in Bitcoin with like whatever, like, or $300 with 50 transactions. And it's like, oh, if I could just allocate 1%, 3%. I mean, again, all these institutional investors saying, like, put a percentage towards Bitcoin. I mean, if you're heavy in gold or treasury bonds or whatever you're doing, why not put 2%, 3%, 5%? We put like 100%, but why not put a percentage and see? And I think you'll see it's the best performing asset, even from today on. It's going to outperform everything. There will be trillionaires with this space, and you can never say that with any other industry.
Crazy. Well, I'm very excited to see. Another aspect of kind of, you know, getting Bitcoin used as money more beyond merchants accepting it is getting Bitcoiners to pay with this. And we were kind of briefly talking about this before, is a lot of Bitcoiners don't want to spend their Bitcoin. It's kind of, but to be fair, it is kind of a shift in what Bitcoiners are thought to believe. I mean, there was just, like, you know, the HODL, like, don't sell your Bitcoin narrative, and now we're like, no, use it as money.
Yeah.
How do you think we can get people to use it as money more? Is this merchants wanting it? Is this awareness we can spread?
I think it's a little bit of awareness we can spread. I think that merchants are gonna, like, give incentives. Like, one of the things that we're gonna do is we're gonna offer 21% off if you pay in Bitcoin. So it's like, if you have the Bitcoin and it's like $6 for a latte, but you can get it for 21% off if you use Bitcoin versus fiat. I mean, you can buy Bitcoin with your fiat and save 21% with a coffee. So I think it's going to be strategies like that and creative solutions that is going to help out.
I think so too.
The adoption.
Yeah, I think there's going to be some time that it takes.
And yeah.
We're kind of also talking about something that I'm interested in maybe better communicating is, if you're a Bitcoiner or you hold Bitcoin, maybe you are part of the Sailor crowd and you buy Bitcoin purely as an investment, using Bitcoin, even just 1% or a tiny amount, will help your investment because it will help adoption and it will help, you know, get the brand more awareness. So that really just helps kind of the Bitcoin you have.
Yeah.
And it helps network security.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we see a bigger push of that.
I think so.
Okay. Switching gears. So I know you've been in the Bitcoin space for some time, but if you could be in a merchant's shoes right now, maybe who's, you know, doesn't have experience with Bitcoin, are there any books or podcasts or messaging that you would say to them that you think would help?
Yeah, Broken Money, the Bitcoin Standard. I think, and then plenty of podcasts, Natalie Brunell, I mean, Anthony Papanali, like, just there's so many out there. But I think until you get your feet wet, till you buy your first stat and you're logging in and you're looking at it throughout the night and you're looking at the volatility of it going up and down, and maybe you transact and buy like a cup of coffee with it. And I think until you actually transact with it, you're never going to understand it. So I think that that's going to be the first thing that I would encourage every business and merchant to do, and customer and people who want to learn about it.
Totally. A few more questions. Okay. We're running out of time.
Right.
Okay, this is also not getting technical here, but I'm very curious of your perception as a merchant. So there's kind of this big conversation going on right now in the Bitcoin community of how to best display the fractions of Bitcoin. So sats has obviously been around in the space for a while. But do you think it's important how we display the quantities, calling it sats or just calling it Bitcoin? Does that help the brand recognition?
I think calling it Bitcoin, I like the stats. The sats to me is like change. It's like nickels, quarters, dimes, pennies, 50-cent pieces.
So just the display.
Yeah. Oh, you mean on the...
on the screen.
Okay, on the screen.
First saying sats, if it's just like the Bitcoin, the bead.
I sometimes will switch my own, the way I view it, because I'd rather see how much Bitcoin I have versus dollars, you know? So I think it's a psychology thing. But I think that being paid in Satoshi, or like viewing it as Satoshis, might be better because it looks, I think, like more understandable versus like a cup of coffee is like 0.00001 Bitcoin. You know, it's however many sats, 1,000 sats or whatever for a cup of coffee. I think that makes more sense.
More sense than like long decimal
points. The psychology of people looking at it, understanding it.
Do you think people get confused on what a sat is?
Yes.
Who have no understanding of Bitcoin?
Yes.
Yes.
Because I think even Bitcoiners get confused because they are so used to Bitcoin. Like they want to be whole coiners and they want to just DCA into Bitcoin. You rarely hear about people like, oh, I'm DCAing into stats.
That's so
That's
true.
That's going to happen, but you don't hear about it as much, you know?
Good feedback. Good feedback.
Yeah.
Okay. We're already getting through this. I wish I had more time. So last question, I guess kind of where do you see both Pink Owl Coffee and also Bitcoin, you know, in the maybe like 5-year horizon?
Yeah. So, we're going to continue to build our small Bitcoin treasury Pink Owl company. And hopefully with that, it will open up a lot of doors for us to, expand our business, have more locations, more, you know, wholesale, more coffee clubs, more of everything, and just continue to grow. That's what we hope for. We'll see what happens, but we're strong Bitcoin believers, so that's not going to change.
I love to see it, and I love to see it that it's from San Rafael.
Yes.
That's the best. We need to get more marine companies. Yes. Accepting Bitcoin, and we want to get Presidio companies. I mean, they should, because we have all these Bitcoiners.
Yeah.
They're ready to go spend.
There's a lot in Marin, too, and that's why we're hosting our very first, or in the process. There's already like the North Bay, but everyone's like, you could just start your own or whatever, but I mean, it will help our business, because people always ask us when we've done them at our cafe before, do you accept Bitcoin's payment? And we didn't in the past, but now all the Bitcoiners, our little group of 10, 15 people, they'll all pay in Bitcoin, and then that kind of spreads the word. And then a lot of times people like will come up to our group and they'll be like, what are you guys doing? Like, we're Bitcoiners. Do you know about Bitcoin? We'll start talking to them about it and whatnot. So, yeah.
Amazing. Okay. If our listeners want to follow you or Pink Owl, where should they go?
TikTok, Pink Owl Coffee, Instagram, Pink Owl Coffee. They go to our website, pinkowlcoffee.com. You'll find us there.
TikTok. You are the first person on the show that has said TikTok. Yeah. And I love it.
Yeah.
That is, we're getting more Bitcoin content on TikTok. That's how we reach the masses.
Yeah. Yep. You have to use all the platforms.
You have to use all the platforms.
They're all different, so.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast, and you'll be speaking later at our Builder event. If any listeners want to come by Presidio Bitcoin, we have meetups pretty much every Thursday and Builder every month.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
I was super excited to be here.
Yes, me too. Okay, thank you.
All right, bye.